ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೆ ग्यारह के इस यात्रा में 1 नवंबर को आप सबका स्वागत है मान मंदिर में। श्री बरसाना धाम
इंग्लिश
सो वी वेलकम यू टू बरसाना इन मान मंदिर मानगढ़। आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू टू बी हियर विथ अमंगस्ट यू एंड टू गुरुदेव ऑल्सो। Is the volume all right? They are not able to hear, Ruji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are sitting in the most, yes? FM 96, you are able to hear the same language, that is a secret. Those who are a little far off, they can hear also through FM. So, as I earlier mentioned, this is a very unique place where Sri Krishna himself seeks the dust of Radharani. All over the world, everybody seeks the dust of Sri Krishna. And he himself comes. He may have everything, he is source of everything, then Radharani comes from him only. But still he appears to be begging from Radharani about the rati, about the mellow of love. Because she is the reservoir of all that loving mellows of devotion. It is said that all the loving mellows arise from here and develop from here and are distributed from here to all over Braj and to everywhere in the world. And Radharani walks, from the sound of her ankle bells, all the Vedas appear, all the Shrutis appear, and they get developed and distributed from here. All Rasa Prakash, Rasa Vikas, that means the origin, development, and Prachar, that means the preachings of all the mellows, are from the feet of Radharani. So Barsana is known in scriptures by various words. One is Barsana. It means that there is always shower of ras over here. That is why it is called Barsana. It is also called as Brihat Sanu or Varsyanu. Which means there are very beautiful looking and easily approachable mountain peaks here. Syanu means beautiful. Var means the mountain peaks. They are very easily approachable. You can climb them very easily. 300 steps are not very difficult. Himalayas takes sometimes 8 hours or 10 hours to climb to one's place like Kedarnath. Also, this is called as Rishabhanupur, the kingdom of Rishabhanu Maharaj. Originally, it is explained that all this area was owned by Rishabhanu Maharaj and in friendship, he gave that place ownership. It's called Pagadi. He offered his Pagadi to Nanda Maharaj of Nandgaon area. So this is the argument takes place when Krishna is asking for tax, which I'll describe later on. So, in the beginning of Satyayuga, 60,000 years, Brahmaji performed tapasya. And what is the purpose? People perform hard work and difficult activities to perform higher and higher and higher position. Brahmaji is performing 60,000 years of tapasya to become a stone. Stone means becoming inert, becoming senseless, there is no sense. And tapasya is not like with eating kutuka laddus and kutuka ateka, singadeka laddu and you know, sabudaneka vada and all those ekadashika pharal with nice planning. It is only eating, drinking water and breathing air. Sometimes even dropping air also. Even after that 60,000 years, there was no result. So he went on his work. So he was detached. At the end of Satyayuga, again 60,000 years he performed tapasya. So 120,000 years of tapasya. So what he says? Purakruta yugas sante brahmana prarthito hari. He is worshipping Hari. And what is his desire? Mamopari, on me, sadatvam hi rasa kridam karishyasi. Please perform on my body the rasa lila, so that I will be able to attain the dust of the lotus feet of all Brajvasis, especially gopis and Srimati Radharani. So at the end of Satyayuga, Krishna appeared to him and he said, go to Barsana, go to Brajbhumi first, he said. He said, Brajbhumi is very, very large. Where should I go? He said, Vrishabhanu pura gatva. Go to Vrishabhanupur. There, my dear Radharani resides and her friends reside, and there you will be able to witness all the pastimes, and they will be performing all the pastimes on you. So very easily you will get the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis and Radharani. Another story of this place is, all of you know that Sati Anasuya was a great lady known for her chastity. Amongst Parvati ji, Sita Devi, Anasuya, they were great ladies of chastity. And amongst them, Anasuya was the topmost. That is why even Sita Devi went to her to understand the intricate principles of chastity. So the ladies of Brahma, Shiva and Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, there is Vishnu, there is Lakshmi Devi and Saraswati and Parvati, they were also a little bit envious how she is more. So they, to prove them, our wives, their own wives, that Anasuya is very superior in chastity, these three trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, went to Anasuya. And they said that you should serve us without wearing any clothes. So she threw water on them from commando of her husband, and they became small children who themselves were naked. And she served them the prasad. And then they became so attached to her that they stayed with her only. And then these three ladies came searching for their husbands. And she said, these are your husbands. They are playing in my courtyard. Anyway, this is a very good pastime. And then they again wanted to become her son. So Dattatriya was born. But because they came and, you know, tested her chastity, she also cursed them that you all three will become stones. And in Purana they explained that Lord Ramchandra actually came and established Brahma here, Shiva in Nandagaon and Vishnu in Govardhan area, in Brajbhumi. So Lord Vishnu is Viraj Govardhan, Nandishwar is Lord Shiva, where Lord Krishna performs his pastimes along with Balramji and friends. And this is four heads. So we have Bhanugad, we have Mangad, which we are sitting on now, we have Vilasgad, which is right in front there, and that Jaipur temple and Dan Bihari Mandir is on Dangad. So this is the brief history. Another small history of this place is that there were three big satis also, Mahasatis. They went to Shvetadvipa and they saw Kumaras there also, but they were like small babies without wearing clothes. So they forgot to offer their respect to them before going to Lord Shvetadvipa, Lord Vishnu. So they cursed them, the four Kumaras cursed these three ladies, that you will become mortal human ladies on earth. They became very sad. And Lord Vishnu of Shvetadvipa came out and told, this is not a curse, this is a blessing. All the three greatest ladies will appear through you. So one of them became Sunaina when she became an earthly lady. And Sunaina was the mother of Sita Devi. And another one became Naina, and she was the mother of Parvati, wife of Himalayas. And the third one was, she became Kalavati, who actually became Kirtida in the next lifetime, who was the mother of Srimati Radharani. Kalavati married Suchandra, and they both performed very severe austerities, eating the leaves falling from the trees. And in the result of that, Brahmaji appeared, and Suchandra said, I want moksha. So Brahma said, Tathastu. So Kalavati became very angry. How can you give him moksha when I am alive? You cannot do that. So Brahma became very scared because she was Mahasati. She may counter curse him. So he said, don't worry. Till the time of moksha comes, you both can stay in my abode, Brahma Loka. And when the appropriate time comes, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune will appear through you, and then at the end of the whole pastime, you all can go back to Goloka. So more than moksha. So he kind of corrected himself. So this Suchandra became Vrishabhanu, the son of Mahibhanu and Sukhada. And Kalavati became Kirtida, the daughter of Indusen and Mukhara Devi. Mukhara Devi, there's a village near Radhakund, Mukharai, where Mukhara Devi and Indusen were lived. And then Radharani's mother, Kirtida, was born there. So this is the history in brief. Another history of Barsana is like this, that I'll tell you in brief, a long, long stories in Puranas. There was King Dilip, and King Dilip went to Brahmaloka one time and forgot to offer pranams to Kamadhenu. So we can see here that we should not forget to offer dandavat pranams to great souls, however busy and involved or knowingly not unknowingly. We should not forget to offer dandavats to any holy place, but there are many holy people around. So he forgot to offer dandavat to Kamadhenu, and she actually cursed him that you will not get son, you will become Niputrik. And at that time Airavata was performing his dance in the sky, so in the sound he could not hear the curse. He came down, and many, many years passed, he could not get a son only. So he went to his Gurudev Vasishtha and said, what is the problem? Vasishtha was Srikaladarshi. He meditated and he saw that he has been cursed by Kamadhenu. You will not get son. But he said, I have a daughter of the same Kamadhenu with me. You can worship her. So there in this pastime, the glories of cows are explained. How much glorious the cows are. They can relieve you of all kinds of sins once you worship cows. Because in the body of cow, there are so many demigods. At the feet of the cow, I don't know exactly, a great personality. And in the dung of a cow, Lord Goddess Lakshmi Devi resides. Here there are the Goshala of Ramesh Babaji Maharaj. 17,000 cows are there. Only 200 cows are milking. Rest all cows are just abandoned or unprotected, uncared for. There's no place there. You can just, before going from here, you can gaze from here. You'll find huge cow shed with 17,000 odd cows. In the evening times they go and graze on the mountain. The mountain becomes completely white because of the white color of the cows. Majority of them are white color. So then he served cow, Kamadhenu, the daughter of the Kamadhenu of Swargaloka. And by her mercy, he actually got a son whose name was Raghu, the famous Raghu Vamsha of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra took birth in that. And one Abhay Karna was there, who was the side parampara, side Vamsha of that Vamsha. And in that Abhay Karna's Vamsha, King Rashanga took birth. And then Vrishabhanu Maharaj came in the lineage of King Rashanga. Actually, King Rashanga established Barsana as a kingdom. And then Vrishabhanu was born as a follower king. And then Radharani was born as her daughter. So, to introduce you to, some people missed the katha of Pilipokar. I'll tell you in brief. Radharani went to Nandagaon to everyday cook for Krishna. And Yashoda Mai one day became very overwhelmed seeing her qualities, her expertise, her handling many, many, many stoves and many, many sakhis at the same time, managing cookings of many, many items at one time, and at the same time so humble and so shaleen and so cultured. So she thought that who else can be a better daughter-in-law for me, wife of my son, Krishna. So then she one day became overwhelmed. And in that overwhelming emotion, she took out turmeric and put it on her hands, which is the significance of getting engaged. And Radharani came back. Till the time she came in the border of Barsana, she was very happy. Then she became very embarrassed and upset that my mother will scold me. So Lalita said, please, you wash your hands here in Priyakund. So then she washed her hands. They all helped her to wash her hand. They went back home. All of the village people came to know that Radharani actually was applied turmeric. And he washed her hands here because the whole pond had become yellow in color. The whole village was resounding with the news that Radharani is engaged with Krishna. And then Krishna came there after some time in separation from Radharani and saw that the kund had unusual yellow color. So he started asking questions. What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? And he actually entered the kunda step by step, went down And at one point of time, only the peacock feather and the two raised arms were there seen moving all over the pond, asking only one question in the environment: what is the yellow substance? And he came out of that. In the meantime, when hearing the sound of the question, all the villagers came. And they were wondering, peacock feather and two palms moving all over the surface of the water. And he came out, and by the time he came out, he had lost his beautiful Ghanashyam color, blue color, and he had become golden yellow. And still he kept on asking the same question: what is the yellow substance? The yellow substance is the loving, devotional essence, essential sentiment of Radharani's love for Krishna. Devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti. And with this, it is explained by Barsana Maharaj that for the first time in the whole universe, it was declared by Krishna. Before even at Imli Tala, you know, he was coronated, and Radharani was coronated as Vrindavanishwari, and Krishna was coronated as Govinda in Govindkund, and then Chaitanya, and Krishna became golden yellow, sitting under the Imlitala tree. Before even that, he declared here that he is going to soon come in the next incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also at Priyakund, Pilipokhar, Radharani was taking bath once, and Krishna came there and asked, who is this beautiful girl who is taking bath here? Whose daughter she is? From where she comes from? So Lalita Devi very harshly replied, you are a boy from people of who are very mad. You are miscultured, uncultured people. Please go back. Don't ask people like us, who are you and whose daughter you are. Get away from here. Radharani felt very bad. She said, you are just asking simple questions. You should answer nicely. But these girls, friends of mine, are very harsh. So she said, you please go away and play some other side. I will take bath on the other side. She wanted to meet Krishna actually and fulfill his desire. So when she started taking bath on the other side of Pulipokhar, Krishna just jumped in the water, went underground and touched Radharani's feet and appeared right in front of her face and went away. So this is another pastime that took place in Pilipokhar. Hare Krishna. So this Barsana Dham is very typically having four things: Khor, Khirak, Giri and Gehwar. Khor means a small narrow lane on which only one person can pass at one time. That is Sankri Khor that we are going to describe very soon. It's just on left hand side of ours below the mountain, where if four peaks of mountain are there, so two peaks at one point they meet and they form a very narrow lane. And one side of the mountain is blue in color. It is said that the person who was in blue in color constantly sat there, so by his association the mountain assumed blue color. And one side of mountain is fair in color. So the person, that is Radharani, was fair in color, so always sit there, so the mountain assumed her color. You can see that there is Chhatri of Radharani on the fair mountain, and Chhatri of Krishna on the darker mountain, and Madhumugal Chhatri below the two of them. That is Sankri Khor. Then Khirak. Khirak means there are many, many water reservoirs here. Like we have Bihar Kund, then we have Dhoni Kund, then we have Bhanukar, then we have Pilipokhar. Dhoni Kund, yeah. So these are all water reservoirs called Khirak. There are also Khirak in Khaira, where Upananda Baba has his own Madhav Sarovar there. And there is Giri. Giri means there are mountain peaks. As I told you, Bhanugad, Vilasgad, and Dangad and Mangad. And the most important thing is Gehwar Ban. Gehwar word to word means overwhelming sentiments or emotions of heart. So Gehwar Ban, actually we went to Sriji Mandir. From there till the end of Chiksoli is Gehwar Ban. So all the mountain peaks come in that, and beautiful forests come in that. And the typical nature of this Gehwar Ban, what makes it special, was Radharani with her own lotus hands has planted all the trees, all the bushes, all the creepers, all the flowering and fruiting trees by her own hands. She has given water to them, and she has developed everything with her own expertise, like she has developed Mayapur also. The long story how she developed Mayapur with her own hands, Navadvip Dham. And the speciality of this Gehwar Ban is there are lots of creepers coming in a very arch-like form. You know? So everywhere they walk through arches. And the pastime here is Swami Haridas ji of Vrindavan, who revealed Banke Bihari ji in Nidivan. He has written a beautiful song in which he describes that in this particular Gehwar Ban, there are flower beds, there are flower arches, everything made of flowers, you know, pushpa vitan, pushpa mandapa, pushpa asana, everything pushpa, pushpa malas decorating the beautiful divine couple. And the pastime is Krishna holding Radharani's hand walks through this arches of made of flowers and flowing creepers, and with one hand he lifts the creepers and takes Radharani inside. Goes on lifting and he takes her inside, and inside there is a beautiful pushpa mantapa and pushpa vitan, that is pushpa shayya, and then they perform their pastimes assisted by beautiful gopis. This is the pastime of Gayavardhan, and beautiful stories are there that actually Krishna helped Radharani also to plant many trees, and they would actually in their playful pastimes in childhood marry trees with creepers. And they said the creepers here are so powerful, only we lack faith in them. If we have faith in them as gopis had, actually gopis asked them, have you seen Krishna, when they were searching for Krishna. And the creepers were so potent and powerful that they actually showed in the middle of the darkness the lotus footprints of Krishna and Radha going in the forest. So it is explained that if today also we have faith, this Brajbhumi is defined as a place where Radha and Krishna can be instantly seen. If we have faith, we lack faith, that's why we don't see them. But the place is defined only as Braj. One definition of Braj is where cows are grazing without any fear and are flourishing, and their udders are touching the ground, dripping milk. That is one definition of Braj Bhumi. Another one is, it is a place where easily Krishna can be showing himself to you. And the merciful people are the trees. Because every tree and every creeper here is a form of Radharani only. Also many great sages, like, you know, Pandavas, well, like, you know, Narad Muni, and so many sages are performing their tapasya, witnessing the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the form of trees, creepers and velis here. So we have to bow down to each and every tree here, because either they are Radharani herself, either they are gopis, either they are saintly people. So we have to be very, very respectful. They give us the mercy. Actually, they have capacity to absorb all the essence of all the pastimes of Brajbhumi. And whoever comes under them and takes shelter of them, they emanate those same vibrations or merciful glances upon us and help us to realize the same pastimes. And this is the mercy of those pastimes. So this is Gayavardhan. I told you about Sriji Mandir. Little history of the temple is that Hargulal Seth was there, who actually in 500 years back renovated the whole temple which you see now. And about 15 years back, one person in Vrindavan called Jankinaji, Anand, along with many Brijvasis, whatever the extension of the temple is done by him. Also the pathway which people walk by, we walk by, is also done by him. The steps of Sriji is also made by him. And you must have seen the white temple which is below. Below the last flight of stairs, there is a white temple. There Sriji comes three times in a year. Hariyali Tij day, which is the Jhula day or Rathyatra day for Brajvasis, and on Radhashtami day and a holy day. At 4 p.m. at Uthapan Arati, they come down, and people of all castes, they worship Radha and Krishna, Ladili and Lal, at that place. I don't know whether you have gone behind, there is a nice singhasan like place where Radharani stands, her footprints are there, and she signals Krishna, which is 7 kilometers from here, Nandagaon, and they decide by signaling where to meet today. On Dangad, when we went next, went next to Kushal Bihari Mandir, right? So there was a king of Jaipur who thought that I'll build a better and bigger temple for Sriji to stay and worship. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna and Radharani especially. So he, on this mountain in those days, carried all the stones and carved them. If you see, if you spend some time there, each and every item is so beautifully carved. Tulsi Vrindavan and the pillars, and there are jharukhas and there are elephants and horses. So he spent a lot of energy, a lot of devotion, a lot of artists to build that beautiful stone temple. Even today after 500 years we can see it is such a beautifully maintained. It's not destroyed as it. So the day came to install Radharani to be brought from Sriji Mandir to this temple. Everything was arranged very beautifully, gorgeously by the king. And Radharani came in his dream and told that you cannot shift me from there. One story says that she was brought here and she on her own disappeared from here and again appeared there. And one story says she came in his dreams and told, "You cannot shift me from there. That is my eternal house, it is my father's palace. I stay there eternally. So please do not move me from there." And he was a great devotee of Radharani, so he did not do that. In place of Radharani, he put another deity, and the set of deities are called Radha Kushal Vihari. And he said, because it was built in the mutus of Radharani, devotees must go and offer their prayers there also, along with Bhanugad Sriji Mandir. Then we went to the next temple where there was a big, nice jhula. So that is a lila of jhula of the Lord. Radharani swings Krishna, Krishna swings Radharani, and gopis sometimes swing Radha and Krishna together. And sometimes Radha and Krishna together put Lalita Vishakha there and they swing. And there are many, many pastimes where, you know, when they are swinging, their garlands are also moving, and the swingers' garlands and the people who are swung, their garlands get together locked and they get broken, and the devotees fall down on the ground to get the Mahaprasadam beads and flowers and chase the broken garlands, and beautiful pastimes of jhula. And the pastime over there, as Maharaj told one time, that there was a Brahmin who came there. He was crying a lot. He had three daughters. He was wondering, how will I get them married? I'm a poor Brahmin. I beg and get my maintenance. So Krishna came there, started crying to Krishna, "Please help me." So Krishna said, "I don't have anything, I don't have any wealth." He said, "No, you are a son of a wealthy king, Nanda Maharaj. You give me something." So Krishna thought for a while, "I must give this Brahmin the greatest wealth I have got. So he brought Radharani and gave to this Brahmin. Brahmin started crying more. He said, "I gave you my best wealth." He said, "I had three before, now I have four. How will I marry? Four daughters." Then Krishna stopped making fun of him and said that we should now bring a scale and should put Radharani on one side, and all the gopis should take out their jewelry and start putting on the other side of the weighing scale, and all the jewelry weighing equal to Radharani should be offered to this Brahmin in donation. So then it is said that also that nobody could match Radharani with their jewelry, and some gopi came and put tulsi, and then it was matched, and then that all jewelry was given to Brahmin. He was very happy. Also, at this place, it is explained that Krishna comes and bows down to Radharani, touching her feet, rolling in the dust, begging her for a daan. And that daan is of Rati, that means the loving sentiment, loving pastimes, loving relationships. He begs her. It is explained that Krishna is very much scared of Radharani before touching her feet. One time I was on the altar, I read this and I went to altar. Before that I would go and touch Radharani and Krishna's feet. But this time I was scared because I said, "Krishna also is scared, touch her feet." that much respect and honor Krishna has for Radharani. But finally, by the interference of Lalita and Vishakha and the friends, they convince Radharani to be kind to Krishna. So that is a place also, Dhangad is called, Dhan Lila takes place of Krishna begging Dhan of love from Radharani. Also, it's a very famous place of performing Raslila. So at one time, Lalita became very thirsty. So Krishna dug a well. So you must have seen, there's a very beautiful, deep well in the mountain. I don't know from where the water source can come, from geographical point of view. But still there is very sweet water inside, today also available. It's called Lalita Koop, the well made for Lalita with love for by Krishna. He also has made well for Lalita in another place called Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. So, another pastime which is connected to this place is of Sankrikor. Now you know that Sankrikor is a place where the two mountain peaks meet and only cause a narrow path. And gopis come from Chiksoli area and go on other side, and from there they go to Mathura. Then Dan Ghati is another area where they cross Govardhan through Govardhan. Ghati means area, a place where you can go over Govardhan. A nice road is there. There are many ghatis in Govardhan. One ghati is visible where all the buses and trucks go. But at Kusumsar also one ghati is there. There are many other ghatis where gopis would come from one side from Barsana and Krishna would go on other side and stop them. So similarly, from Nandgaon side, Krishna and Gopas would come, and from Chiksoli side, Radharani would come with all the pots of yogurt and butter, and Krishna would stop them because only one gopi could go. So they cannot go behind, they cannot go in front. So there is a very beautiful photograph you will see somewhere that Krishna is taking support of a stick and stopping them. And then he said, you are coming here without paying taxes. This is my land. And I have heard that you go and sell your yogurt and make money from Mathura. So you must pay taxes. So she said that my father owned the whole land. And by great kindness, his pagadi, partly he has given it to your father. That is why your father became king of Nandgaon. So actually all Nandgaon also, where you come from, that place and even this place, which is belonging to Vishwabhanu Maharaj, all the places owned by Radharani's father. So also Radharani's property. So you are a thief. You should pay taxes for coming here and harassing us. And Krishna says, no, I will take taxes from you. And he says, you give this matka to me. And also you have to pay tax for each and every limb of your body. I will give number of diamonds to be given for your eyes, for your hands, for your legs, for your hair, for your cheeks, for everything. And they become very angry. And the angry argument, suddenly Krishna picked up his stick and broke Radharani's pot and it fell down there. So as soon as Radharani's pot was broken, Radharani is very simple hearted. She became very scared. She started crying. So immediately came up, Lalita, who is the commander in chief, you know. Always ready just to serve and help Radharani. Whenever she's put down by Krishna, she just comes in front like a dhal, you know, like a shield. She is chastising Krishna that we will not give you anything to you. And today also we see when you go to Sankrikor, there's a stone which is very, very smooth. They say chikna, you know, oily in texture. Where that, and it's also fair in color where the yogurt had fallen. It is also explained that when these loving arguments take place every single day. So one day, anyway, before that, every single day when it takes place, what happens is the mountain, who is Brahmaji, who has performed 120,000 years of tapasya just to witness all these things. Perfection of life of his is to be able to see all these things and receive the lotus dust of the lotus feet. So he becomes very, very soft like butter. Like Govardhan becomes soft like butter when Krishna Balaram walk on them, he also becomes very soft. Wherever Krishna and Radharani and Gopis and Sakhas, they put their foot, feed their feet, it becomes soft like butter. At the same time it is said that when Krishna and Radharani come on these mountains, by the touch of their feet, it starts melting. So it becomes very cool and soft also. So when they are melting, the whole mountain is melting when the pastime taking place. So then Krishna picks up the yogurt from the broken pot and starts eating like hand only. And after eating, finishing, he mops the hand on the mountain and the mountain is melting. So there is a fingerprints of Krishna where he has mopped his hand. At other time what happened? See, every time same lila cannot take place. You know, sometimes the Krishna wins, sometimes Radharani wins. So one day they thought, every day there's argument, hours and hours go and some pots are broken and we are helpless. So we'll do a trick. One day they came and Krishna came and stopped them. And immediately Lalita said, please take whatever you want to take. So they were very surprised. Which side the sun has come today? This kind of mood we have never seen. So please take whatever you want to take, everything is yours today. We have decided that we will offer everything to you. But one condition is there. Our yogurt, our butter, our everything, our ghee is very, very, very precious. We do a lot of hard work. So we don't want you to give in hand, because when you take in hand, it spills over. It falls on the mountain and it goes waste. So you please bring donas, you know, bring leaf cups. In those days, even today also, even 25 years back I went, you go to some places in Ter Kadamba, you will find leaf cups coming on the trees ready-made. The leaves are growing in the form of cups. You can pluck it and you can drink and eat in there, no problem. That's what Krishna and Balaram and all the friends should do. So she said, they said that you go and bring leaf cups. They were very happy. Today without any mehnat, without any struggle, we are getting so much of dhan. So they went all, jumped on the trees and started plucking. And from behind all the gopis went and they tied their shikhas to stones. And they were, you can imagine, they were in ecstasy of plucking the leaf cups. And when they wanted to come down, they were all stuck. I cannot imagine how it must have been, you know. All their shikhas, long shikhas are tied to big, big stones and they are unable to move. I sometimes remember that position of Shalva, when Bhishma was shooting arrows, you know, he was blocked on the earth. He could not even move because of the arrows. Like that, all gopas were blocked. So then Madhumanga started shouting, Krishna, Kanaya, save me. In other places, wherever they say Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhava, hey Krishna, hey Balaram, they would come and kill the demon and save them from all the dangers. When Indra poured rains, they said, Krishna, please save us. Krishna saved them. So Madhumangal in the same mood, Krishna, please save us. And the sound came from other side, Madhumangal, save me. Who is this? I am Krishna, you are Kanaya. Kanaya, please save us. No, you save me. No, you save me. Radharan Maharaj said, tell me why is like this here? Because of love of Radha and Gopis, Krishna and Balarama are very helpless here. They become totally helpless. The most powerful people on the whole creation become totally helpless, willfully, by the power of love of Gopis and Radharani. So then they heard crying loudly, Krishna, Balaram, Madhu Mangal and all the Gopas. It was said that Madhu Mangal was tied down near his chhatri and Krishna and Balaram were tied up. So then they said, okay, we'll release you on one condition. That tomorrow Krishna will become Radharani and all the Gopas will become Gopis. They will do full hard work at home, churn the butter, bring the yogurt on the pot, on their head, nice head cloth on that like ladies, and come from Nandigaon. And we will dress up Radharani as you, Krishna, and we will all become Gopas with sticks in hand, and we will at Santrikor break your pots. So next day they came like that, and then without any argument they just broke the pots, made everything. So in this Leela, Krishna has become Radharani, and Radharani has become Krishna. So that darshan is there in Dhan Bihari Mandir. That what we saw Krishna, blue colored, actually is Radharani. So she is wearing Mangal Sutra also, and nice bangles also. Today we didn't see, but other times they also wear a nice chunri, the head cloth on that. And the bhav is like this, that Krishna cannot stay long time in Nandagaon. He is always in separation and hankering to meet Radharani. So in between he keeps coming here, and the only way officially and easily he can come here is by becoming a Sakhi. So Krishna resides here eternally as Shama Sakhi. And Radharani also has said that my father will be very happy, and especially Brahma will be very happy to fulfill your boon that you gave him. So you stay here only. So he stays at Dhanghad with Radharani together. So that is the pastime of Dhanghad. Then we are at Mangad now. One more god is there, which you can see, white color, not here, that is blue, yellow color is that Kushal Bihari Mandir. On this side you will see a nice white structure and a jhula structure, that is Vilas Gad. And especially Vilas Lila takes place. The Vilas Ras has been invested over there, and Radha Krishna enjoy lots of varieties of pastimes, of joking, sitting, dancing, talking, and swinging on the swing, and wearing garlands to one another, decorating with one another. This is called as Vilas, enjoying, spiritual enjoyment. That is Vilas Gad, and this is Mangad. This is a very, 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 very special place, and very difficult to understand with mortal intelligence. Mangad, man means anger. So generally when we see people fighting, husband and wife fighting, neighbors fighting, it is krodhman. Krodhman means because of anger, because of unfulfillment or not fulfilling each other's plans of selfish desires, we get angry and our desires are not fulfilled. But this is called pranayman. Pranayman means this man is not out of selfish unfulfillment of desires. This man is to increase love between lovers, especially with Radha and Krishna. So Radharani time and again becomes angry with Krishna, because she is the embodiment of Mahabhav, and Mahabhav has 8 different parts, like Rati, Pranay, Prem, Sneha, all those things are there. And one of them is Maan. And with every Maan Leela, Radharani increases her love for Krishna millions of times. And there are few reasons why she gets angry, few reasons we know. There are unlimited reasons by which Radharani increases Krishna's love, her love for Krishna, Krishna's love for her. So one of the reasons is, you know, Radharani is the teacher of Krishna, her flute. She is Krishna's flute playing guru. At the bank of Jamuna, she has taught Krishna how to play flute. At the same time, Krishna is known as Natwar, but Radharani has taught her how to dance. taught him how to dance. So at one time when she was teaching him dancing, purposely to remain with her long time, because he was not able to leave her, because if the training is over, the class is over, then he has to go. So to lengthen, you know, increase the length of the class, he would purposely put wrong steps. Radharani is very simple hearted, you know. She went on teaching in the same step again and again. And he went on making mistake. After some time she realized that he is making a purposeful activity. So she became very angry and she went away. Another time, many times Krishna comes late to Ras Lila or the appointed place, so she gets angry. Another time, Krishna said to, you know, please her, he said, your face is like moon, you know, you are so much beautiful like moon. And somebody tells his wife, why are you so happy? You look like moon, your face is Chandramukhi. But instead of getting happy, Radharani became very angry. Why? She said, there are 8 reasons why you should not call me Chandramukhi. I cannot accept this kind of simile. He said, Chandra has Kshaya. Kshaya means he goes on decreasing in size. My beauty always is increasing. How can you call me Chandra? And Chandra gets eclipsed. Moon gets eclipsed at times, you know, solar eclipse, lunar eclipse also there. Different kinds of eclipses attack Chandra. Sometimes Rahu, sometimes Ketu. Nobody can eclipse my beauty and my glory. So this is also wrong. Then she said, moon has lot of dots, dag on him. My beauty is spotless. There is no spot on my beauty. And she said, moon is paraprakashit. That means it is lit by the light of other, that is Surya. I am swayam prakashit. All my glories and beauty is from my own source. So you can't tell me, compare me with a person who is paraprakashit. And she said, moon is unchaste. Because moon is surrounded by many stars. They are always revolving around to capture the mind of the moon. Chandrika. I am a chaste lady. My mind is only fixed on you. So please do not ever compare myself with you, with Chandra. The last thing that I cannot tolerate, you comparing me with Chandra, because Chandra, the name Chandra is a part of the name of Chandravali. Who's my rival. I can't even think of her. I'm so angry. So how can you give me comparison with the name which is half of her name? So she got angry and she went away. She said this pastime took place at the bottom of Mangad. And then Krishna, she got angry and she went to the bottom of the mountain. And Krishna went there and fell at her feet. Then she climbed the mountain. Then he climbed the mountain. Then she climbed the mountain. And then he climbed the mountain. And that's how he climbed the whole mountain. As he was coming up and up and touching her feet, she was going above and above. And finally he came at the top of the mountain. All the sakhis came to know that Radharani is very angry with Krishna. So they started pleading. They started holding hands of Krishna. There is a nice picture inside the temple room where Lalita is holding hand of Krishna, blue colored hand, trying to unite with the white colored hand, golden colored hand of Radharani. And she is looking on the other side. Then they would take Krishna on the other side and Radharani would look on the other side. And that went on for a long time. And then Krishna went down frustrated. And Lalita Devi was feeling very bad that Krishna is crying, rolling in the dust, pleading and praying, falling at the feet of Lalita and Vishakha also, please, you do something for me. They felt very bad for Krishna. So Lalita said, Krishna said, Lalita, please go up and try to plead her. So she went up and she would not listen. Then she would come down, again Krishna would catch her and again he would send her up. So Lalita said, I am tired of going up and down. So many times I went up and down. Then had she an idea. She whispered something in the ears of Krishna and Krishna immediately went away. And then Radharani still was angry for a long time, not talking to anybody, only shedding tears of anger. And suddenly, on one small mountain here, which is hidden behind these bushes here, green color temple is there called Morkuti. At that place, one peacock appeared. Very beautiful peacock. And started dancing. And peacock danced so beautifully, that many other peacocks came and started dancing. Lalita said, look, look, Radharani, Sriji, see the peacock is dancing so beautifully. First she would not look, then she saw, and the peacock was dancing so beautifully. Then she moved, she forgot her anger, and started dancing like peahen. Actual peacock, and she, not as peacock, not as peahen, but dancing as peahen. And they danced for a long time. After a long time, when they came in embracing position, she realized he is Krishna. She became happy, by the time her anger was gone. So this is more Leela, Mayurkuti Leela, and that place is called Mayurkuti. And this is not the only Mayur pastime here. There are eternal kinds of Mayur pastimes over here. At one time, an early morning time when the sun was just rising, Radha and Krishna came here. The nice breeze was blowing and they are all Uttariya Vastra, the upper cloth were flowing in the sky. Looking at the very beautiful rhythmic movements of their upper cloths, many peacocks were attracted from Krishna's group and Radharani's group. And when the peacocks came, Radharani with her eyes was directing the peacocks of hers to dance. And they were, with the movement of her eyeballs, they were changing their motions. And Krishna became very impressed. And then started clapping. And on that taal, all the peacocks started dancing. And then the Krishna's peacocks and Radharani's peacocks, they both started dancing together. And there was a beautiful festival of peacock dance. Another time, Krishna had his own peacocks. And Radharani had her own peacocks and peahens. And then they decided competition. Whose peacocks dance best? So there was a competition of peacock dances at this place. Another time, on the request of Radharani, Krishna dances like peacock. Other time, on the request of Radharani, he becomes peacock, she becomes peahen willfully, not angrily, and they dance. So there are varieties of, unlimited varieties of peacock pastimes over here. On Mayur Kuti, there is a nice pastime which is very much earlier, a few hundred years old. There was one blind sadhu who was very, very devoted to Radharani. And he had a lion as his disciple. And that lion, he would put a bag on his neck. And the lion would go to Manpur and beg, Madhukuri. You can imagine? You can imagine in Bombay, suppose in Mira Road, in some closed flat, a ring, there's a bell which rings. And you open the door and see a lion. Begging Madhukuri. Like that, he would go to Manpur, knock the door and beg Madhukuri, and people would put rotis in his bag and he would climb up all the way to Morkuti, and this guru, blind sadhu, would pick up rotis, eat rotis, and remaining rotis this lion disciple would eat. Such a powerful sage he was, not because he had lion disciple, but he had such devotion in the heart. So at one time, this blind Baba got a dream and Radharani came in his dream. And all this Mayur Leela, Krishna and Radharani dancing as peacocks, he witnessed in the dream. Nice posture, Radharani like this and Krishna like this. You know, there's a nice circle that they make with the beautiful positions of hands and feet. And then after showing him the full Mayur Leela, Radharani instructed him that you now draw a picture, painting. He said, I'm blind. He said, do not worry, I'll empower you. So then she directed him in the dream, and being blind mortally, externally, still he drew a picture of Mayur Leela, and that picture is still there in that Morkuti. You can see it's an altar actually. On the altar this picture is put up, and that is being worshipped every day there in Morkuti. So this is the pastime of Mayur Leela. So in essence, the maan of Radharani is simply designed or expressed to increase love for Krishna, to give him pleasure. So what we should do, we should pray here that all our material anger for dissatisfaction of our material desires, we should give up, beg for mercy for that. And we should pray here that if ever we get angry, our anger should be only to serve Krishna, the way Hanuman got angry to serve Lord Ram. That begging of mercy we can do here. What we have here, right now we don't see. The lord of this place is called Radha Man Bihari Lal. And Radha Man Bihari Lal now are on Braj Parikrama. There's 40 days Parikrama going on of Ramesh Babaji Maharaj, whose place we have come here. We are very grateful to him to allow us to sit down here. He stays upstairs, but they all are now in Braj Parikrama. So on the head, the temple is carried by one devotee. All over the 40 days, 42 days in Braj Parikrama. So they are not there now. Pratibha Murtis are put over here and some other devotees from other villages come and they serve their different lords over here. So Man Bihari Lal is a very merciful lord, and it is explained that to understand the essence of the pastimes here are very, very difficult. We have to all get freed from anarthas in the heart by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And begging while chanting, Krishnamati Radharani, Sri Man Bihari Lalji, to free us from this anger which is entangling us into this material world in the repeated cycles of birth and death. Then there is a place, there is also one more one called Man Ingit One. When you just get down 2-3 steps from here, the left turn comes there. And a beautiful forest is there, Maa Ningitwan, which is also part of Gheber Ban, which is also specially designed by Radharani to please Krishna. When you go down the steps from here, there is a place called Gheber Kund or Radha Sarovar. Very, very beautiful place, surrounded by beautiful trees of people in Bargad and Neem and Kadamba and Tamal, and so many beautiful trees and nice steps, deep water. And this place is also made by Radharani herself. And Radharani every day with 64 sakhis comes to this kunda and takes her bath. That is the pastime here. It is said even Gandharvas and demigods derive lots of satisfaction and pleasure by coming to this place. They get purified and they perform assistance in music to all the pastimes of the Lord in this place. Another very funny pastime that has taken place here is that when they take bath, Radharani takes bath with 64 sakhis, from Morkuti, the sakhas throw laddus on them to disturb them, you know. Like in cities like Bombay, how the boys disturb girls by throwing tomatoes and eggs. So this was the same thing happening here, but the perverted nature is not there. The true loving nature is there. The sakhas are standing on the Morkuti and throwing laddus on them to disturb them. And they angrily gaze upstairs. Who is throwing? Is Madhumangal throwing or Ujjwal throwing or Raktak is throwing? Like that. Another beautiful pastime took place at the bank of this kunda is, we all know that Krishna is a very top number one thief. Whatever goes in robbery, you can easily close your eyes and say, first check Krishna. So one time the gopis thought that we will actually catch Krishna very nicely. And we'll keep the pots very low and close all the doors, only keep one door, keep it in darkness, and we'll hide ourselves in the bushes. And when they come, and they will be so happy to see the lowered pots, they'll jump on them, and we'll put a bell on each pot. And everything is conscious in Vrindavan. Every living entity, in the form of trees, or on the floor, on the dust, or particles of dust, or animals, everything is conscious here. Chintamani. So Ghanti also is conscious. He speaks. They spoke to Ghanti, the bell, that please ring nicely when Krishna puts his hand in the butter or yogurt. She said, yes, I will cooperate. So then they all went and hid in bushes, and before going to bushes, they decided, we'll not have any confusion, we are unlimited also, and even sakhas are unlimited, so we'll not confuse who will catch whom. So they made the pairs. You will catch him, you will catch him, you will catch him, you will catch him, so there is no confusion, we'll go straight to catch that person only. So they hid in there, hid the bushes, and then Krishna and Balaram and friends, everybody came and they saw, oh, very beautiful house filled with lowered pots of butter and yogurt, but they saw a bell there. So they said, there's some big trick here. So don't worry. Krishna said to Balaram, don't worry, I am the master of everything, even the bell is my servant. So I will instruct the bell not to ring. He said, oh dear bell, please do not ring today when I put my hand in the butter and yogurt. Or my friends, when they'll put. So he thought, bell said, I am your servant, whatever you say, I will do. I am here to please you only. So Krishna nicely put his hand, till that time the bell did not ring. And when he put the butter in his mouth, at that time bell ring. Loudly, all bells started ringing. And all the gopis just pounced on the gopas and they caught hold of the gopa they were supposed to catch. And then Krishna is shouting, oh bell, why did you ring? He said, what do? I am following your instruction. You have instructed me before this, that whenever I eat some bhoga, I have to ring. So I did my job. So he was crying. I said, you are cheating me. You are not following my instruction. But anyway, they were caught. So they were very happy. Gopis were very, very happy. But they started skipping from the hands of gopis. And there was only one window which they saw open, which was on the higher level. So immediately, as they would do to climb on each other to break the pots of yogurt, started climbing on one another and getting out of the window. So those who got out of the window, they started pulling everybody out of the window and they were jumping. And you know, everybody almost got out and they were saying, come out fast. And all the gopis were trying to struggle to catch them and they lost everybody and they all went out of the window. And finally one person got stuck there. Who he must have been? Madhumangal, because he is a Brahmin, he likes laddus and his stomach is very big and the window was small, so his hands were out of the window and Krishna Balaram were pulling him from up and the gopis were pulling him from down and the stomach was in between. And they were pulling and they were pulling and both sides, and who won? One who was on the side of gravity, they won. So Krishna and Gopal were running, running and running. And they were saying, Madhu Mangal, run, run, Madhu Mangal, run. So how do I run? I am being stuck here. And now you have left my hands and I have fallen down in the ground. He was saying, Krishna Balaram, save me, save me. And they started beating Madhu Mangal like anything. With sticks, with punches, with pulling his hair, pulling his dhoti. And he started shouting, Krishna Balaram. So Krishna went some distance away. All the sounds of Madhumangal became faded because they were running away. But Krishna thought, my dear friend who is a Brahmin is getting beaten, we should do something. So he and Balaram came running back. And then they said, you gopis, don't you understand? He's son of a Brahmin, he's Sandipani's son, he's Purnamasi's grandson. You know, if he breaks his jani one thread, he'll curse you and you have to get married with old women, old men. All of you will get married with old men if he curses you. They are also very simple hearted. They got very scared. So they left him. He said, Madhu Mangal, we're very sorry. We hurt you, we beat you. Please tell me, tell us what we can do for to please you. So now he assumed his position. Up till now I was on the ground. Now he pumps and okay. All of you go and make nice sweetmeats, variety of laddus, and bring butter and bring yogurt, and also I'll bring my friends. And nicely, after opening aarti, you feed me and fan me, massage my feet, put nice soft cushions. They all went, you know, they got really scared. That's the nature of gopis, they are simple hearted, you know, they cannot be duplicitous. So they really believed. And they went home and really brought nice sweetmeats and mountains, and they actually put him on the cushions and they massage his feet, they put fragrant oils and chandan and agaru, and they did a lot of big aarti for him, singing for him, and they fed him each and every sweet while singing was going on, dancing was going on. And that took place at the bank of this Gaivarkund with a nice singhasan like arrangement. There is a throne made there. There they made him sit down and he ate all this thing nicely. They gave dakshina to him and he blessed them that you will marry to your desired person, whoever you are desiring and worshipping in the mind secretly, you will get married with them. And then he went away. That pastime took place at Vilasgarh, at Gaivarband. The next story is of Maheshwari sir. Oh, one more thing I forgot to tell you at Shankarikor. That at one time when they defeated Krishna in argument, they captured Krishna. So when they were captured Krishna, Krishna became very fearful. And his pagdi, his top cloth became loosened and started falling down. And they dragged Krishna by hand. So that pagdi cloth which became loosened, it went on being dragged on the stone which was melting by ecstasy, Brahmaji. So there is a long line of imprint on the stone where the upper cloth of Krishna is being dragged. The turban of Krishna, and there are fingerprints where Krishna mopped his hands. One place here, when you go down and go through the Radha Sarovar and go ahead, then there is on left side one kund comes called Bihar Kund. It is also called as Maheshwari Kund, Maheshwari Sar, and it is also called as Gauri Kund. Lord Shiva came there, and there is a deity of Brajeshwar Mahadev, which they say it was worshipped by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So Lord Shiva came there and became a gopi, dressed himself as a woman, and was trying to do his own shringar. And then Gauri, his wife, came there and she started chastising him. You men don't know how to become a sakhi. You should learn from us ladies. So I will teach you how to dress yourself. So she did Sola Shringar of Krishna, of Mahadev, Shankara. And because she came there, the golden effulgence spread out over there. That's why the place is named as Gauri Kund. And she dressed Mahadevji in the form of Gopi, and he came here and called Radharani. So it is said that Brahma, Shiva, Narad Muni, Shukadev, all demigods, Indra, everybody comes here to call Krishna. To call Radharani. Without any distinctions, including Krishna, everyone comes here to call. So also significance of this place is meant for calling, Sambodhan. We all need to call here with sincere feelings of heart, without duplicity and without ulterior motivation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. I cannot complete this katha without narrating current time story. This is the place where in 1952 Ramesh Babaji Maharaj came. That time he was known as Rameshwar Prasad Shukla from Allahabad at the age of 12. He had already won the gold medal in the All India Musical Competition. The great singer. Also he had passed his schooling with high marks. But his heart was not there in Allahabad. He tried running from home 3 times, but he was one time caught by TC, one time caught by police, one time he got scared himself, first time he went back, and fourth time he dared and he left. And he said, when I left and came here, first night he stayed in Man Mandir. In those days this was place of all dacoits. They would hide their stolen goods over here. There's a cave down here where they would hide their, there were snakes over there also. And today it is 59th year that he is staying here. He met his Guru Maharaj here also, Priyasharanji Maharaj. He got his mantra, got instruction, never to leave Braj. And he is performing his bhajan over here. One good thing we learned from him is that, what is happening? It is said that Braj Bhumi is very glorious, and every place in Braj Bhumi is full of pastimes. Rupa Goswami mentions there are 60 billion places in original Braj Bhumi of pastimes of Krishna. And many are lost now to the mortal vision. But what Ramesh Babaji told one time, that whichever place devotees sit down and perform selfless bhajan, worship, meditation, service, then that place will reveal the pastime of that place to the sadhaka who is worshipping there. So, and to the places where people sit and do sinful activities or wrong activities or become nastic, atheistic people, then that place of Braj will conceal the glories of that place to the vision of that person or people who stay there. Because Braj Bhumi also is a person. Nama, Rupa, Lila and Dham. These are non-different things. Lord Krishna's name, Lord Krishna's pastimes, Lord Krishna's form and Lord Krishna's abode are non-different from Him. But in one sense they are higher than Him, because the name of the Lord, the Leela of the Lord, the form of the Lord and the Dham of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord Himself. When Brahmaji offended Krishna by stealing cowherd boys, Krishna told him to perform Braj Parikrama and take shelter of the Dham, the dust of this place. So Dham is a person who is more merciful than the Lord Himself, whose part He is. So Dham as a person chooses to conceal or reveal His own glories. That is why if we come here with heart filled with selfish desires, heart filled with anarthas, heart filled with ulterior motivation, heart filled with arrogance and pride, and all the places of Braj Bhumi will conceal their glories within themselves and nothing will be revealed to us. But because we come under the shelter of a pure devotee, under his guidance, in the company of devotees, and after all this mercy that we receive, if we perform sincere, selfless bhajan, devoid of ulterior motivation, then each and every holy place, each and every tree will reveal the glory of this place to your heart. It will be revealed to you. That is why we have to thank Krishna, thank the holy Dham for allowing us to come here and to perform some bhajan or some chanting or some prayers that we do. That is why we are insisting again and again, when we are in Braj Bhumi, especially in Barsana Dham, we should only use our tongue to talk about Krishna or things connected with service to Krishna. If we are in service of organization, we should not utter a single nonsense word here, or have quarrels, or have egoisms or ego clashes over here. Then only when we are focused one-pointedly over here, the glory of each place will be revealed to us. the devotees, through the happenings and through Lord's mercy, they will be revealed to us. In 40 years back, maybe 1970-71, our Gurudev Radhanath Maharaj also came here. We all walked from Sriji Mandir on the narrow bricky path to this place. That is the place when he was walking, he had some revelations, spiritual ecstatic revelations. And he stayed here for 6 months. At that time, there is a pastime that you must have read that he had loose motions and he was passing loose motions in the cave and the cobra came in front of him. And he thought, if Lord wants me to leave, then I leave, otherwise cobra will bite me. That took place over here. Then the pastime when a leopard came and Ramesh Babaji held a stick next to him while sleeping on this platform. These upper things are built afterwards. This is the actual platform where they would sleep on the floor here, exactly under the tree where the circle is there. Radhanath Maharaj, Ramesh Babaji and Sakhi Charan Baba would sleep. So Ramesh Babaji said, the leopard has come. I have heard leopard has come today. He said, if leopard has come, what the stick will do? He said, I am doing my part. Radharani will do her part. So in spiritual life, we should keep on doing our duties, however insignificant or impossible it looks. We should do our part, then the bigger part which Radharani will do will complete our perfection of life. At the time the dacoits came to threaten Babaji Maharaj that stop your kirtan over here, otherwise you will get killed. They came with weapons actually. So they again and again threatened, we'll kill you, we'll kill you, we'll kill you. And Radhanath Maharaj was watching Ramesh Babaji, was like cold, absolute detached. He said, marne ke liye to aaye hain. I have come here to die only. There's a beautiful song you should always sing. Marna teri gali mein, jina teri gali mein. He said, I have come here leaving my house to give my life for Radharani's service. So if she wants me to kill you, kill me through you, I'm ready to be killed. And you can do whatever you want. And seeing his, you know, what do you call, feelingless, mask-like face at that moment of time, they just went away and he continued his bhajan and nothing happened. That is the faith one should have in Radharani and Krishna. That avashya rakshibe Krishna, in all difficulties of life, if I have taken shelter of Krishna, he will protect me. And he will protect me through my sadhana, through my service. That is our vaccine. When we are engaged in service to Krishna, that is our vaccine that connects us with Krishna and always protects us in all conditions of life. Even if we are contaminated or incomplete in our perfection of life, we will be protected by Krishna and Radharani's mercy as long as we are engaged in his, in their services constantly. This is a very holy place, and from here only, after finding the goal of life, realizing the goal of life, Radhana Swami left from here for initiation from Prabhupada. So, time is getting up. This is a place of unlimited pastimes. And if there is 5 minutes, I will take one of the many stories which I would like to tell. Okay. One story of this place of Barsana must be told before we leave from here. That Barsana, Nandagaon, Jawat, Giriraj, Jamunaji is totally Vrindavan. There are millions of forests and there are 12 forests which are very dear to Krishna. Now out of 12, Vrindavan is the dearmost forest of Krishna. And now geographically Vrindavan is limited there where we came from, yesterday to Govardhan, today to Barsana. But real Vrindavan is including Nandagaon, Barsana, Jawat, Giriraj, Govardhan and Jamuna and the Vrindavan that we see today also. So this is also part of Vrindavan. But this is a special part of Vrindavan, that no demons have come today, up till now here. Specifically for the purpose of performing innermost, intense, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they don't want to get disturbed with demon killing here. That is all in Madhuvan, Talavan, Vrindavan, other parts. So what the story depicts that one time when they moved from Gokul and Rawal to Nandagaon and Barsana, Radharani came to Barsana from Rawal, and Krishna Balaram came from Gokul to Nandagaon. So Kamsa sent the next demon and nobody was there. They all are shifted. So I was wondering what happened, where they went. So he came searching. He sent first Haubulao, two men and two sons of their two men. They were all commanders in chief. And they saw Krishna Balaram praying in Nandagaon. And they went to capture them. And they touched them and they became stones. So there were four huge stony structures, you know, monster-like. They were stolen now, but they used to be there and they became stone and they also didn't come back. So then finally Kamsa himself came. And as soon as Kamsa entered the border of Barsana, this Chakravarti Samrat, who had defeated the bigger and biggest and biggest demons like Trunavarta and Arishtasura, they were all subjugated by him, challenged by him in battle, and subjugated, and they were paying taxes and they were having friendship with paying taxes. They were all subjugated by him. If you read Garga Sanhita in the initial part, all the glories of Kamsa is given. Why? To glorify Krishna further. Because such a big person, Chakravarti Samrat, Krishna killed by punching him on the chest. So to know Krishna's glory, you have to know first Kamsa's glories. And how big Kamsa was. And to that big person, Krishna just punched and he was killed, you know. To that person, proud person, who was ready to kill the eighth child of Devaki, searching for him again and again, sending big demons, came to Barsana and he became a girl. His male body turned into female. He was shocked to see what is happening. You can imagine, you know, even today if you suddenly find me becoming female, I will be totally embarrassed, you know. I'll run away from this place. He was Kamsa, not Vishwarup Das. He was so embarrassed, he started crying tears. He fell at the feet of the gopi girls, simple girls, who were stuck with cow dung and cow urine, smelling of cow urine. He said, "Please save me." He started clapping nicely. "Very good, very good. You are the one who troubling Krishna Balaram right from birth. Good thing happened to you. Now you have to milk the cows. After milking the cows, clean the cows, carry the urine, carry the dung, mix them with Brajraj, make cakes, put it under trees and mountains, and dry them, collect them, put in the basket, carry on the head, and supply to our houses. That is your service." And he was crying. 6 months, Kamsa did this service. Now any of us, if we get this chance to become a gopi, it's a perfection of life, you know. But Kamsa, because his consciousness was against Krishna, unfavorable to Krishna, although he achieved a perfection of life, for 6 months, he was simply crying, unwilling to continue the same position. At the end of 6 months, he cried so much and pleaded to gopi friends of Krishna and Radharani. Then they took her to Radharani. Radharani, small girl, holding hand of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, came there. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj came with Radharani and Kamsa was crying. He was that time Kamsani gopi. crying and fell at the feet of Radharani. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj felt very bad. So, "Radharani, please forgive him." Radharani said, "If you ever come here again, you will remain a girl forever. Forever you will do these services to me." So right now, that time they were in Jawat. "This is Kishori Kund, my own Kunda. You jump here and again you will regain your male body. And never ever come here again or send your men over here." So immediately in the same cloth, whatever he was, he jumped in the water, he became male and he just started running from there straight to Mathura. He didn't even see behind because they changed her mind and again he had to go back in female form. So before she changes her mind, he ran away to Mathura. That is why this place, there was no demon. Only pastimes of love and affection, rati, pranay, man, all kinds of sneha and beautiful loving pastimes took place here, unalterated, undisturbed by any demonic forces. So we have come to something like inner chambers of a palace of a king. People like us would be allowed only in courtyard, you know. From there only bye-bye, some sweets and out. Only special people are allowed to go to kitchen and the bedroom and the inner chambers of a great man. So by the causeless mercy of Radha Krishna and Sri Gurudev and Prabhupada, we have been allowed to come here. How much grateful we should be, how much thankful we should be, that without being qualified, we have been allowed to come here, hear the pastimes of the Lord, offer Dandavat, we are allowed to spend some time here, and some people get service here, there are medical camps going on here to serve Brijvasis. And it is very excellent thing to come to such kind of places in the mood of humility and service. And if you get a chance to serve Brijvasi, that is the only way to easily attract the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So Man Bihari Dal will be very kind upon you if you express your gratefulness and thankfulness for allowing us to come here. Meditate and pray intensely at the bottom of your hearts for the mercy of Radharani. Because the only hope for a conditioned living entity is the mercy of Radharani. And that comes to us through the mercy of our Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. By serving them in the mission of Gaudiya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, we will receive the mercy of Radharani, and we will be able to get a glimpse of the love that Radha and Krishna have for one another. Jai Jai Shri Radha. With more gratitude and thankfulness and humility, let us chant Jai Jai. Because of unlimited mercy of Prabhupada, we are able to come here and perform some bhajan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.